producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
About how things are going to get more and more Twilight Zone, totally open borders, government funding IS, ISIS, then bombing them when they get out of areas they're not supposed to enter. It's kind of like painting by colors. They tell Al-Qaeda where they're supposed to attack, change their names, the public doesn't figure it out. Oh, you got outside the lines, slap your wrist. It's just insane. Look at the headlines on Infowars.com. I haven't even gotten to the riots yet. We've got 15 after. We've got Pastor Chuck Baldwin joining us. Let's go to your phone calls. Lisa in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Happy Monday. Happy full moon. I think we are seeing the effects of it. What a crazy weekend. It's really hard to watch my town burn. From Ferguson, that area, grew up there. And, you know, they've been race baiting that area probably for 20 years. Started back in high school when we had a really nice new high school, and they started bussing in all the inner city kids to our high school, caused all kinds of problems. They didn't want to be there. We didn't. I mean, we welcomed them, but, you know, then there was vandalism and all kinds of chaos, bathrooms torn up, the stall doors missing. You know, I couldn't walk down the hall in a skirt without getting it flipped up. It was just horrible. And I think I'm seeing that sort of played out now. And it reminds me of the open borders where, you know, we're bringing in people who aren't going to appreciate it here. The natives or whatever we are aren't going to appreciate them. And it just sets up this whole horrible, chaotic situation. And it really makes me sad to see. And then, you know, I guess you saw the militarized vehicles coming down the street. And it's just off the chain. Absolutely horrible. I don't know how to fix it, but I think it's a really a long time coming.
No, I hear you. And of course, those tanks, those are Bradley fighting vehicles, were being sent to a Homeland Security base. People saw the tanks on the train rolling through and thought, oh, they're here to save us. No. Those are for the Tea Party, not for people burning down buildings and looting the shops. So, and now Trayvon Martin's lawyer is going to take over and go race bait the entire deal after a black youth was shot. And again, who even needs the military when all these militarized police showed up with the armored vehicles and the rest of it, but then basically stood there while the people looted and rioted? And, you know, you also notice they always loot corporate stores because nobody's going to protect them. Just like what happened in the L.A. riots, the Korean shops that were privately owned didn't get looted because people went there with shotguns, started shooting people. And see, if somebody was trying to loot my operation, I would simply wait till they knocked the door down, and then we'll be waiting with shotguns and 223s and 308s on the other side, and we're going to defend our property. And so that's the answer. I mean, if people were looting my business, the minute they crossed the threshold, they would get justice there on the spot. But it is just unspeakable, the type of stuff that's going on. And then people wonder why businesses end up leaving the neighborhoods. But this has all been sold as acceptable, and the entire country is a time bomb. Can you imagine what will happen, Lisa, if the welfare checks, when the country starts breaking down or the dollar goes belly up, stop showing up or stop having the same purchasing value?
Oh, it's awful. And I think that, you know, somebody said if these people had a job to go to this morning, they may not have been out all night last night tearing up the town. You know, it's really sad. It's just awful to see. And I don't know how to fix it. People have to stand together. And somebody else said, you know, oh, my gosh, when this kid's funeral happens, you know, what's going to happen to the town? Is everyone going to erupt and go crazy then? I don't know. Where does it end? So that's that. And I also want to bring up another point about the vaccines that you touched on. I'm a vet tech, and I have to tell you that the same thing happens to the animals that happens to the children.
Hold on. I want to hear as a vet tech what happens to animals when you give them the vaccines. That's why vets have gone from giving them every year to about every three, because it kills the dogs.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pastor Chuck Baldwin is going to be joining us here in about 6-7 minutes for the balance of the hour to talk about an initiative to try to take our country back. We'll also discuss the current state of the world and where he sees things going. And then at the start of the next hour, I will get into the technocracy. IBM develops a computer chip with 1 million neurons that functions like a human brain. And that dovetails with a new report out by the Pew Research Project and a major university with connections to DARPA, that robots will take over jobs and displace humans. Well, that's because the architecture of the new political, financial, economic structure is being built to end humans as we know it. That's on record from MIT, Stanford, Bill Joy, Google. I mean, the course has been set. That's how I know what's coming. When we have victories and hold it off, people say, oh, it's some of it's happening, but not all of it, as we try to hold the gate against this, as we try to build a future for humans. not a eugenics technocracy-based system. The unwashed masses just scream, begging to be destroyed. Give us our NASCAR, give us our NFL, give us our political correctness, our MTV. Give us Barabbas. Give us our vaccines. Give us our New World Order. Give it to us. We want it. I'm going to go to Weldon and Fred and Chris and then Dale later, but I want to finish up with Lisa. Lisa said that if you just joined us, I held her over, that she was from Ferguson. We're going to break that down as well today, the rioting, the looting, the rest of it, and things to come. Stories are up on Infowars.com. But she said, hey, I'm a vet tech since it's back to school and we've got all the vaccines and things happening. And she said that if you just joined us, that vaccines are the same thing to animals they do to the kids. Well, see, I worked for a small animal vet for 2 years from the time I was about 13 to 15. Then I got a car, and I was sent for a year to live on the ranch because I was getting a lot of fights and stuff. I was just taken out of school almost for a whole year and a summer, and I worked for a large animal vet who I worked for in some summers before, but I worked for him straight through, and he would tell people, well, they recommend shots every year, but I think it messes them up. We see all sorts of problems when we vaccinate dogs and cats every year. I know it's recommended. Well, since then, it's changed where it's every 3 years or so because the vets themselves had a backlash, and you want ulcers, you want eczema on your cats and dogs, you want them to have health problems, you want them to get really bad allergies, you want them to get epilepsy. Now, I haven't heard what she's going to say yet, she says she's a vet tech, and you know, I'm going to have a recap. I know vaccines are bad, folks. I know the 4 years running, every year, in August into September, it causes whooping cough outbreaks in California and other states when they give the MMR and other vaccines and the whooping cough vaccine. And it comes out in the newsletter, the vaccine does it. I know what the hepatitis shots do in babies. I know medical doctors refuse to take them. I know, okay, because my dad's an oral surgeon. I know a lot of medical doctors. So I'm not medically ignorant. See, Obama said that the people that are anti-establishment read only what we want to read. Bull, I read everything. I'm not in some echo chamber. It's you, the authoritarians, that are. I know. Let me tell you something. I've cut myself out ranching before and had stuff that might have tetanus in it because around horse manure. That's where it grows. And I haven't gone and gotten a tetanus shot. I've had a puncture wound, and I've stuck a knife in there and had that sucker bleed. And if the tetanus shots weren't filled with other stuff, I'd go get one. But that's one of their favorite vaccines to add other hormones to manipulate male and female genetics. And they've been caught doing it in secret tests in Africa and India and the U.S. I'm not taking a tetanus shot. Even though it risked my life, I want to take that shot. I want good medicine. I don't want to be screwed with by a government jacking stuff into the vaccines. You go, well, why is it hurting the dogs and cats, too? Because there's no oversight of vaccines. They all have immunity. They cook them in big, giant tanks at the big vaccine manufacturing facilities up in Michigan and Lansing. That's where they make the vaccine they spray on meat. That's a live virus that eats bacteria. It's a wonder we're not all dead yet. You know what else they cook in those tanks? They use the same tanks that they make vaccines in other batches. They then reset the tanks and make other vaccines in them. It's devilish. It's demonic, folks. It is beyond just them tailoring stuff in the vaccines to hurt people. They just do whatever they want. Like it's a random gambling or something just to see how we mutate. I'm sorry I'm ranting. I get so angry about it. Think about all the kids right now that are getting shot up with dozens of vaccines and having epileptic seizures. They'll usually have 1,000 kids getting vaccinated in a big city vaccination campaign. Oh, can we get your free vaccines or get arrested? There's no law. You don't get arrested. It's all just hoaxes. They'll have dozens and dozens of kids that have epileptic seizures on the spot. They just had a bad reaction. No big deal. Imagine babies being shot up with that. Sorry, Lisa, I'm ranting. Then we're going to our guests and back to your calls. What do you want to tell us about the vaccines?
Well, I love listening to you. You know, the yearly vaccines haven't been phased out. They did go to 3 years, but then there was a big pushback against them, and they said, no, that we have to leave it up to your veterinarian. So many people get that card in the mail every year, and they think, oh, gosh, I've got to go get Buffy her shot. You know, I'm a good owner. Well, then you're going to get a tumor at the injection site. You are going to get epilepsy. You will have allergies. You'll have bad ears. You'll have just a bunch of different problems. But there is a way to push back. You always talk about what can we do to fight back. There is a titer test that you can ask for instead of the yearly vaccine. I work for the biggest stars in Hollywood. Actually, I'm in L.A. now. And do you think they get their animals yearly shots? No. And most of them don't vaccinate their kids either, by the way. But you can go in, get a titer test, measure the immunity level in your pet, and they have found, the people that I've worked for now for 12 years, and I'm talking about, you know, like Dustin Hoffman, Elizabeth Taylor, big, big, big stars, we have found that the immunity lasts up to 9-10 years, and these animals never needed a booster shot.
They knew that the whole time. That's what Jess Adkins, top of his class, Texas A&M, still the vet to this day, that's what he said. He said, look, Alex, this stuff lasts 5 to 10 years. It's pure bull. The vaccine makers lobby to get regulations in to make more money. And he would tell people, you know, don't get your shot every year for your dog because he saw it. And again, exactly the same thing. Epilepsy, tumor at the injection site, bad ears, diarrhea, you know, irritable gut in the animals. Sometimes do the dogs have convulsions right there in your shop?
Well, they can't. You know, the worst part is with the puppies and the kittens. I have a friend who works at the Humane Society. They vaccinated, you know, you get 25 doses in a batch. They vaccinated all the cats in the shelter. She came to work the next day. They were all dead. And do you know what the person said? The vet in charge said, oh, guess we must have gotten a bad batch. I guess, you know, I don't know what your goal was, but, yeah, it was a bad batch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but every medical doctor I know goes, oh, yeah, no, this does have cancer viruses. It does make you have epilepsy. It does cause brain damage. I ran into the head state guy. Oh, it had to be 6-8 months ago on the hike and bike trail. And I looked him up. He told me his name. I looked him up. He said, just don't say my name. He was the head guy in the state. I won't say over what, but involved in vaccination. And it was him and his wife. And I go, listen, we really like your show. We read your magazine, and we're going to go to break, come back with Chuck Baldwin. This is such an important subject. He looked right at me, and he said, but the end justifies the means. Statistically, there's less diseases and things because we do this, but we do cover up that it's hurting people because of the it'll make folks not get them. And I said, actually, I've seen the statistics, hygiene and running water and better food by the 20s in the West made the diseases go down. Vaccines come in the 40s, and disease goes back up, just not as high as the level, the pre-20s level. And he goes, yeah, I've read that too, but you know what? It's just got to be done. And I go, it's got to be done because it's your job. And he just said, hey, man, I got to go. Do not tell people my name. And then I went and looked the guy up, and sure enough, he was, it's just insane. He works at the state health department right here in Austin. And, I mean, look, I'm just telling the public, they have these hoaxes. I appreciate your call, man. Incredible. You ought to do a YouTube disguising your name or whatever and, you know, warn people. They've got to put her on hold if she's not gone. She's gone, and get her on as a whistleblower. People listen when you call it a whistleblower. I mean, she's not really a whistleblower. She's just telling her testimony. But people listen when you say it's a whistleblower because they act like warning people is illegal nowadays. So I guess it is a whistleblower. But they sit there and fearmonger and tell you it's the law. You'll be arrested if you don't vaccinate your kids. There is no law in any state. You got to vaccinate. They have policies through the state health department saying this is the list of recommended vaccines. Then if you don't have them, you're supposed to get a waiver. But then they'll lie to you thinking you're ignorant and tell you there is no waiver. Now, they're trying to change the laws to make it mandatory. And you're not going to assault me with any of these vaccines you've jacked with stuff. Because my grandmother got polio weeks after she got the polio vaccine. My uncle almost died, my dad's brother, he's alive, when he took a tetanus shot working on a ranch. And it almost killed him. And my dad got sick once taking a vaccine. My mother used to be a triathlete, never got sick. She almost died taking a flu shot like 12 years ago. They're full of garbage. And they admit that a lot of the kids that take polio vaccines now, where they still give it over in Asia, end up getting, quote, paralyzed from it. They don't just call it polio. They call it paralysis. No, it gives you polio. I mean, that's a fact. That's a fact. We'll be right back.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Why don't you go with me?
You're on a
prison
call.
Won't you stand up for sure?
Why
don't you turn away to imagine what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn away? What would you do if you...
If the United States had state-run media, wouldn't it also have state-run churches? Well, it turns out we do. And that process has been going on since the 40s until now under 501c3. Churches tell their flocks, if you're at a church picnic, don't talk about politics. There is no law. The so-called regulations turn a church into a charity, and then now it's no longer a church, it's a state-run charity. That's the alchemy that is engaged in. Just like the private Federal Reserve took over from the issuance of currency and credit by the Congress, but called itself federal, and the power of the purse was removed in 1913, December 23rd. Joining us for the balance of the hour, a little bit in the next, is Pastor Chuck Baldwin, and his last column was his most read ever. And we're going to repost it right now to Infowars.com, dealing with the pastors deliberately misleading their flocks. And to me, more and more, this is the big issue. Because you'll have a lot of good rhetoric in these big mega churches, even small ones, but they're getting state-run information to get the faith-based initiative money. And that's why they won't go out and stop abortion. They won't criticize Obama. They won't do anything. But if you're a, quote, liberal church, you can say GD America and, you know, all the rest of it, and let's turn our guns in. That's okay. So to fight back against this is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's been fighting hard for a long time. He came out with his best-selling book a few years ago that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We're 10% off everything until next week. Back to school special. Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, second edition, with Timothy Baldwin, his son, and more. I'm going from memory. Isn't Timothy a constitutional lawyer? I can't remember. He's a great interview as well. Pastor Baldwin, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into the initiative some now, but then mainly into why we need this initiative and plug the website. It's a beautiful new site, and I know this initiative is already exploding, even though you just announced it, because the people are ready to be let out of Egypt right now. As soon as they learn they're actually in a government temple with a government operative up there on the balcony making them all feel good, I have a feeling this whole facade's going to crumble.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Yeah, you're exactly right. And yeah, my son is the constitutional attorney, and he and I wrote the book on Romans 13 to debunk this ridiculous theory that Christians are supposed to submit to government no matter what. And they use Romans 13 as the predicate for that, and of course it's erroneous, to say the least. So we expose all that scripturally using both the Old and the New Testament to prove categorically that nowhere does God expect his people to submit to tyranny no matter what government may say a contrary. But the column you referred to is George Barna just came out with some fantastic research, a two-year project where that he was studying the churches and their political involvement, and if they were not involved, why not? And as a result of this survey, he released some information that I thought was really fascinating, one of which was that 90% of the pastors told him in the research that they knew that the Bible spoke to all of these political issues that we're dealing with today as a country, and yet they refused to deal with those issues. Now, to me, that was a staggering revelation, because usually what you'll hear these preachers say is that, well, God hadn't called me to preach on that. I'm just supposed to preach the gospel. These things aren't relevant to the Bible. You know, pick the subject. It doesn't matter. The scripture is silent on these issues, and that's what a lot of times you will hear. But the survey said that they know that the Bible speaks to all of these issues, but they are not going to address them because they're controversial, which means that they are deliberately refusing to address the truth. They are choosing to not tell their people the truth. They know what they're doing, that it's not ignorance. A lot of times you'll just say, well, Pat, my pastor would, you know, he just doesn't realize what's going on.
It's premeditated deception.
Exactly.
Which ups the crime in God's eyes up big time.
I agree with that totally. It is premeditated deception. This was a fascinating revelation. So now we can throw ignorance out forever as an excuse as to why these preachers are not willing to deal with the issues and tell the people what's going on.
This is Hughes. We're going to break down your column and the cure to it. When we come back, we're having the column reposted right now to InfoWars.com. We'll tweet it out. State-run churches caught red-handed is what we're going to put the title up there. And we're going to break down his new initiative that literally could change the world if you, the listeners, take action and help spread this Liberty Church movement. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Again, thank you for joining us on this live Monday edition. Going back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin here in just a moment. First off, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. There you'll find some of the best horrible foods out there at very affordable, low prices. It's non-GMO. They've got great customer service and a lot of other key preparedness items. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You can find all those specials at 866-229-0927. And also don't forget everything on the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com, the giant shopping area, is 10% off. It's the back-to-school, stop-the-brainwashing special, end-of-summer special. Everything from InfoWarsLife.com, the books, the films, the videos, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's book, Romans 13, The Meaning of Submission, the true meaning. It's all 10% off across the board. That means if we already have sales going on a bunch of stuff, that's 10% on top of it. We've got 30-something percent off the Fluoride Shield and Survival Shield X2 together. Then you get 10% on top of that. We've never had a sale across the board anywhere close to this. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free and tell them 1010. At checkout, you put in 10 and you get 10% off. So when you call, tell them 10 or 10 and you get 10% off across the board. 888-253-3139. All right, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, I'm going to try to give you the floor now to break down, and we have just posted the state-run church's article to the top of Infowars.com in the featured news. It just went live about 20 seconds ago, I'm told, so folks need to hit refresh on Infowars.com. I'm also going to put your column out on Facebook. We're going to send it out right now on Twitter. Tweet that for me as well, guys. This national survey and in 2 years of research confirming the preachers know that they are deceiving people about what's happening. And again, the First Amendment clearly says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press. And then it goes on to the rest of it. So how did the churches get to the point of saying, hey, you can't say abortion's wrong. Hey, you can't say Obama's a liar. Hey, you can't say funding Al-Qaeda's wrong. You just, I mean, I've talked to people from Baptist churches that have, friends of mine, that have given me the printouts where they tell them, when you go to any Bible luncheon or you go to any retreat or anything, don't talk about politics or we're in violation of 501c3. So they've migrated that now from the preacher being a state-run church front man or woman down now to you're not even supposed to talk about anything with anybody from the church. I mean, these are now state-run cults. And if a tree fell and nobody heard it, did it make a sound? I talk to these preachers, some of these big megachurch preachers, and I'll say, hey, are you part of the clergy response team? And they'll go from being all fake and nice to like, hey, I can't talk to you. So there, a lot of them, it's beyond just being scared. They are knowing agents of the state. They think that secures them not being messed with the IRS. They ought to be worried about God. They ought to be worried about what this country's turning into, even if they don't even believe in God and they're just a fake preacher there to make money. A lot of them are. Shouldn't they be worried about where this country's going? Pastor, break it down for folks.
Well, you're exactly right. And at the end of the column, I mentioned the part of the survey where that you just alluded to, where that they ask the survey question at the end that I relate is, what is the reason for this? And in the article, I expose how that 90% of the pastors that were surveyed indicate that they know that the Bible speaks to these salient issues that you deal with every day, and so do I. But they refuse to deal with them because they're controversial. And in the article, it also points out the five measures of success that the pastors look to determine the success of their work. And those five items are attendance, giving, number of programs, number of staff, and square footage of their building. That's the things they look to. As far as they're concerned, that's the measure of their success. It's amazing to me that they have nothing in there. Where do you find that in the book of Acts? Where do you find that in the early church? Where do you find any of that in the Bible whatsoever? Attendance, giving, number of programs, number of staff, square footage. So anything that they think is going to diminish any one of those five items are going to be avoided like the plague by these pastors. And so they refuse to deal with the issues, even though they know that they are biblically based. Now, to me, that was a great revelation, because now we're not talking about ignorance. We're talking about deliberate disobedience. So when you get down to the bottom of the article and you say, okay, what was the number one reason why the pastors refused to deal with the issues outside of the fact that it's controversial and it may interfere with their success? And you got it. The 501c3 IRS tax exempt status. Turn turning churches into nonprofit charity corporations. So now we see where it's more than just the fear of not being successful. It's more than just, all right, I may lose people, I may lose giving, you know, I may lose my success rate among the community. It's more than that. Now it's fear of losing tax-exempt status, fear of losing the contributions that may result from the loss of the tax-exempt status. So, of course, this goes back to 1954 when LBJ, then senator, introduced this monster into the Senate. It became law, and now we've been dealing with it for all these years. And it, of course, has evolved to what it is today. And what it is today is an axe that's being held over the necks of the pastors, intimidating them from saying anything that might be deemed political, and as you know, especially on the so-called conservative side of the issue, so that they will be silenced as a church, which is the greatest opportunity, the greatest force for good in the country is the pulpits of America. I mean, where would America be, Alex, without the Black Regiment pastors of colonial America in 1775 and 76? Where would we have been? There would have been no Bunker Hill. There would have been no shot fired heard around the world. There would have been no Declaration of Independence. There would have been no separation from Great Britain. It all began from the patriot pulpits in America, where the pastors were speaking out for freedom and liberty and showing them the biblical reasons for this, that this is not just something that's a political issue, but this is a spiritual issue. It's a Bible issue. And here's why. Chapter and verse. Here's the principle. Here is the doctrine. And they taught those issues to the people, so that when the time came for those gallant men to stand on Lexington Green, which was just outside the church house at the Church of Lexington, where most of those men worshiped every Sunday with their muskets in hand in the early morning hours of April 1775, and withstood the British, and 8 men immediately lost their lives when the British opened fire, and our Revolutionary War began, that could have never happened except that Pastor Jonas Clark, pastor of the Church of Lexington, had for years and years taught his men these fundamental principles of liberty.
That's right. And the British newspapers, as I know you write in your book, but I've looked it up, it's on record, cursed what they called the Black Brigades, and they knew full well who led the American Revolution.
Absolutely, and they gave due credit. That's why they call them the Black Regiment, because they saw them as the leaders of the rebellion, of the fight for revolution. And they knew that the pastors were the ones that were giving them the moral and the spiritual inspiration to do what needed to be done. So what do we not have today that they had then? I mean, there's a lot of things that are exciting going on.
The enemy knew what to do. They captured the church.
That's right.
Turned it into a government instrument.
That's right. That's what we don't have. We don't have the patriot pulpit, Alex. And that's the whole purpose of my initiative, the Liberty Church Project, which it took me 2 months to launch. But now we have the money to do it, and we're launching. The application form is live. People around the country who want to start a non-501c3 church can go to the website. They can fill out the application, and we can begin the process of trying to go around the country and help these people start fresh, new, non-501c3 churches. And get this. There's a lot of pastors around the country, ordained ministers, hundreds of them that I know of, who are wanting a congregation that's not 501c3. You got to remember that there's a lot of these pastors whose eyes have awakened as well, Alex, and they're wanting to get out of that 501c3 system, and they want to find a group of people that are willing to have a non-501c3 church. And they, you know, if we can get together these ministers, kind of like a glorified eHarmony.com, you know, where we're matching these independent pastors that are willing to speak out on the issues and these people that are tired and sick and tired of these 501c3 churches where the pastors refuse to say anything from the pulpit that's controversial, and get these people together so that they can start some brand new non-501c3 churches. And you're right also, Alex, when you said that this could change the country. Because the way the pulpits go, the way that the church goes, is the way that the nation goes. And if we can, over the next several years, make so that there could be hundreds of brand new non-501c3 churches starting up, people beginning to get aware, The message is going out. People are coming in. I mean, it could be revolutionary. The hope of America has never been in the White House. It's always been in the church house.
And if you look at the last 50 years since the CIA on record took over the big churches and pushed the mega church agenda and used it as a front and others, it's been about turn them into self-help motivational speakers who go in and make everybody feel good and then make the preacher a deity and then turn it into a big social club where there's a country club at the church and everybody vacations with the church. And you do business with the church, and I guess you cheat on your wife at the church. I mean, really, they just become country clubs, and you know, literally up there just to push the establishment line, just to make a bunch of people feel good. And I've done an analysis of this. You go back to the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, the ecumenical movement, all of it. You go from the conservative churches that aren't involved politically now to the so-called leftist churches. Man, they are Bill and Melinda Gates, eugenics, world government, open borders, take the crosses out, new age. I mean, I've been to the big churches in Austin, the big leftist churches, and I mean, it is frightening. Just like every Disney movie, the leader's a woman, men are bad. Well, the preachers are all women, and Obama's Jesus. And, I mean, they really know what they're doing. And you, because I've gone and watched it, and you go watch these preachers, they know what they're doing. These are agents of the state running psyops, and we even have the documents. I mean, that's the issue here, folks, is that America is falling. Look at how they've got mainline Baptist charities promoting open borders and to bring the illegals up,
right.
and then the churches get $6,000 for every three kids and are making money off of it. These are pure businesses. Well, I want to cover topics with you now, but first, give out the website. We've got it on screen, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. There's a link there, but how do folks find the Liberty Church Project?
Well, if they go to LibertyChurchProject.com.
LibertyChurchProject.com,
right.
LibertyChurchProject.com. We're going to tweet that address out as well. It's in your column that we just reposted to Infowars.com. But I want to cover the waterfront. Look at the judgment against America. Look at how the floodgates are opening. I believe, and I can feel it, that the hedge or like a gate or castle walls have now fallen about 30%. And I've been describing this the last few years as they're down 10%, they're down 20%. Now they're down to 30, and now they're falling fast in the next few years. Al-Qaeda's being openly funded and protected. The borders are wide open. World government's being announced. Obama and the executive is operating by executive fiat on every front. New fines, fees, regulations, global taxes. The flood of evil is coming in, and I wanted you to speak to that. To the borders, to just everything that's happening right now.
Yeah, well, and that's it is not the job of the pastor to be the watchman on the wall. I mean, Alex, this is the thing that just bugs the stew out of me. The whole concept of the shepherd, the minister, is that he's a watchman on the wall. He is the man that stands up in the pulpit Sunday by Sunday and warns his people, the flock, the sheep of the church, of the danger of the impending wolves, no matter what that might be. You know, it could be a local issue. It could be a strictly spiritual issue within the congregation, or it could be a community issue. It could be a national issue, like you're describing this border issue right now. I mean, and you're right. They use the churches to fulfill the agenda that they have. And in the border situation, we see this constantly, where they're using the pastors and the churches to promote the open border concept. And the average pastor who, in his heart, knows right from wrong, and he knows that it's harmful to his country, he knows it's harmful to his grandkids, he knows it's harmful to freedom, and yet because of his fear of the 501c3 tax exempt status, his fear of losing attendance, offerings, his fear of maybe not being able to build the bigger building, and let's not forget this too, a lot of these churches are head over heels in debt. They are up to their eyeballs in indebtedness. And if they have a 5 to 10% disruption in income, they are really going to feel it. I mean to tell you, they are just to the max in debt. And so So they're out there looking at the crowd, and they say, you know, if I say something controversial, you know, I may lose 5% of my crowd, 5% of my giving. I can't meet the payroll. I've got staff. I've got insurance. I've got retirement benefits. Now, I've got all these obligations financially to deal with. And so they have got themselves in a place, and they don't want to speak out because of all these factors combined. So the result is what, Alex? They're not watchmen anymore.
It's not a church. It's a self-help country club, and the whole country's going to hell in a handbasket.
11 o'clock on Sunday morning in the average church. You know what it is, Alex? It's Christian happy hour. What it is. It's Christian happy hour. And we've lost the truth. We've lost the entire principle of truth. And the reason is that one of the reasons, I think one of the biggest reasons, is the 501c3 tax exempt status. And that's why, I mean, what I'm doing now is the result of like over a year of deliberation and prayer and how can I do that? What can I do? And people were calling me and writing me all the time, Chuck, what can we do out
this
here?
This is it. No, this is huge. This strikes right at the root of it, right at the heart of it. And the churches have been conned. People want a mission. People want leadership. People want the challenge. They want to hear how bad it is because they already deep down know how bad it is. They want to be led against evil. They don't want to sit around at a government-run church with some fake preacher up there about how great he is, who's just up there basically eyeing all the widows so they can suck money out of them so he can go on a bigger vacation. Those places aren't churches, and people need to get out of them. We'll be back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Teenagers like me used to think our parents were just weird because they put their phones and computers inside those flimsy little fake leather cases. Then my folks both got a Blockit Pocket. Mom knows it keeps her safe from the phone's radiation. Dad knows it keeps his information private. I like my Blockit Pocket because it blocks hacking and tracking. Awesome. BlockitPocket.com has other cool stuff too. Huh, guess my parents aren't so weird. Get your Blockit Pocket at BlockitPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Say, hey, let us have a big centralized government that runs everything and cares about us. No, it is a predatory globalist system, and that's why we're in so much trouble. And I have been to a lot of churches, folks, and very few of them have the courage to tell the truth. I found there's actually a lot of 501c3 churches now that are criticizing the criminal government and are telling the truth. So I think you either do one of two things or both. You go and you set up your own 501c3 outside of it and find people that want to support so you can reach out in the community with the truth. Or you do what a lot of churches have done and pledge to break the blockade where they claim that churches don't have a right to the First Amendment. Now, I get they claim, well, you're no longer a church, you're a 501c3, but they still act like you're a church. So you can hold the First Amendment up there. I think it trumps that whole charity law. Because it's all fraud-based. It's kind of like people 20 years ago didn't know the Federal Reserve was private and would laugh at you if you said it and the ADL said it was racist. Now, almost everyone in national polls knows it's private. They want it audited or abolished. We passed it twice in the House to audit it, and the Senate's killed it. So we've gone from nowhere to somewhere. And Chuck, again, Pastor Chuck Baldwin's our guest right now. I think that's really the good news here is people don't know what they've had until it's gone. And there is an awakening happening. But it's more of a division. People are either waking up and they're getting more awake or they're falling deeper into delusion. But the people that are in delusion, I found, aren't even really conscious. And so they're not even really in the game. So there's a lot of positive things happening right now. And if our listeners will go out and show this to their pastors, challenge them, and then hold their feet to the fire, I think a lot of them will make the decision to do the right thing. But separately, what about the movement? Because I know you're aware of all the different developments out there that I've seen of even big churches to say, no, we're going to say no to the system. We're not going to be bullied, especially when Democratic-affiliated so-called churches can do whatever they want politically. So I'm saying even within the 501c3 system, it's not equally enforced, so it's a fraud.
It's not equally enforced. In fact, it's more intimidation than anything else. Look, I used to pastor a 501c3 church, Alex, as you know. And I remember I would get about twice a year, I would get a letter in the mail from usually a law firm representing the IRS. And it would say, okay, as a pastor here, here's the things you can do, point, point, point. Here's the things you can't do, point, point, point. As a church, here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. I would get that about twice a year. Now, I would just throw it in the garbage can. It just didn't faze me a bit. I just
And by the way, you had a big church.
It was fairly big, yeah. And, we were still preaching and we were putting out the message, et cetera, and we were 501c3. But what I'm telling you, the problem is when 95% or more of the pastors receive those letters in the mail, and they are frequent. They're at least a couple, three times a year they're going to get these. And they go over these things point by point. 95% of them are going to submit. 95% of them are going to be.
Can you imagine if the Pharisees would have told Christ what he could preach?
Well, I mean, I just preached yesterday from John 7. I mean, the Pharisees hated Jesus from the beginning. They did everything they could to silence him and then to kill him. And you know, he was constantly at war with Pharisees. And it was nothing more than what we see today, the modern-day elitism today. The Pharisees of old are the modern-day elitists today, the globalists. It's the same group of people. They're the ones that are trying to silence the truth. And that 501c3 tax-exempt status was an ingenious invention by Lyndon Johnson. It accomplished exactly.
Hey, it's LBJ. Created the welfare and ruined the community. Yep. I mean, they just ruined everything. They know what they're doing. We'll do 5 more minutes with Chuck Baldwin. Then we'll go to Weldon and others that are holding. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-313.